Next up, Creepy People Hotline. It's your turn. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm Laura from Milwaukee, and when I was 8 years old, I was at the video store with my sister and her friend, and I was looking actually at the scary movies at the time, and I thought it was my sister's friend coming up to me because I saw just someone in black from my peripheral, and the person came up behind me and put their fingers around my neck and started choking me, and they kept saying, "Die, child, die, die, child, die," over and over. And then I was like to the point where I was not breathing, and then she goes, "Oh, sorry, it didn't work." And I saw her walk off, and I knew it wasn't my sister's friend by that point, and she walked off and just left the store and was wearing all black.
"Sorry, it didn't work," she said?
Yeah, and I don't know if she was practicing some chant or thing on me and was, I don't know if it was like a witch thing or what she was doing, but I haven't forgotten it. The rest of my life, I've wondered what the heck.
Did she want you choked and dead or what?
I have no clue, but I went to my sister right away and told her, and she went out the door to see who it was, and we couldn't find the person, but, oh.
Sounds like pure evil, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Next up, we'll go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast Around the Air. Hi there. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Nari.
Yeah.
My name's Xavier. I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those Gen Xers who spends most of his time in like a computer lab surrounded by LCD panels and servers and so on and so forth. And
what, wasn't the man with the X-ray vision, wasn't that his name, Xavier?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. How did I remember that?
So I to continue, I spend very little time on the subject of religion, but I know I'll eventually get there one day because something happened to me when I was very young that has just stuck in the back of my mind.
What was that?
About 2.5 decades ago, I grew up in suburbia. The type of suburbia, you know, quaint little bungalows and a second house at a pool. And one beautiful midsummer Saturday afternoon, I was lazing around in the pool on a partially inflated raft while my father was under. It was an above ground pool, and my father was under the deck working on the filtration and the plumbing and so on and so forth. So I was, you know, a little kid, 8 years old, didn't know how to swim, and I'm floating around playing with a soccer ball. And I leaned forward, and by mistake, I leaned past my center of gravity.
Oh, no.
And I ended up with my head and shoulders underneath the water. And I was flailing about, trying to get a breath of air.
And if I remember these things, they were like 4 feet tall, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
And you were probably 3'10".
Yeah. So here I am wailing about, trying to scream out for my father, but only taking in water. And while doing so, I felt something grab me. I couldn't feel hands, but the same force as though somebody was standing in the pool next to me, picking me up and laying me square and perfectly on the raft.
An angel saved you.
Yes. I opened my eyes, and I just saw the sky and the sun. And I looked over, expecting to see my father standing there, you know, panting.
He didn't even know what happened, did he?
I called out for him. He was still under the deck, and he had no clue.
Oh, my. You could have drowned. It could have been all over for you.
Sometimes I wonder if I did.
Well, you never know.
Thank you very much for listening.
Great story. I appreciate that. Happened to me when I was a kid once, too. I was walking with my uncle in a lake in Detroit. And unfortunately, there must have been about a 6-foot hole in this lake of water that was only about 2.5 feet tall, but a 6-foot hole under it. Guess who stepped in the hole? Boop, down I went. I thought that was it, curtain time. I somehow struggled to get to the top as I'm just got my head above the water and I'm gasping for air, you know. My uncle just kept walking like he didn't even know I was, you know, going down there, going under. It was amazing.